Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here he is.
Ephraim Salaam.
Joining us on the River Islands guest line. Great guy. It's none other than, and actually this is kind of funny, you'll like this on our Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Someone from 510 goes, Ephraim's about to be on? Oof, this is going to be awkward. It's kind of like when the wife meets the girlfriend, am I right? Yeah.
Which one am I?
That's up for you two to decide. That's up for you two to decide. But here he is. None other than the great Ephraim Salaam joining us on 95.7 The Game. Hey, buddy, how are you? We're doing fantastic. We want to know how many times Kyle Shanahan got you hurt.
Got me hurt?
No, I'm sort of kidding, but I don't even know if you know this or if you and I have talked about this. There's a dynamic in the fan base for the 49ers that thinks that there's something about his system, the physicality of it and whatnot, that lends itself to injury because the 49ers seem to be among the most injured teams every single year.
Now, I don't know what that is, but I've been in that offense for a long time, my time in Denver. We even implemented it my last year in Atlanta, then Denver, and then, of course, Houston. And it's not a system where it's a zone block with now you have run pass options and it. I don't know, number one, why everybody's getting hurt, but it's not a system that really lends to you getting hurt, and a lot of receivers are getting hurt, so I don't know, maybe because they have the more blocking downfield because it is a run first based offense, so maybe that has something to do with it. But outside of that, that's not how you hurt your hamstring or, soft tissue muscles or something like that. So I don't know what it is. It's not the system, though. I can tell you that.
Yeah, and the system through 1 week is just like it's always been, Ephraim, where, a lot of 22 personnel and two running backs and two tight ends. When you watch the Shanahan system now, some 15 years removed from when you last were there, it's got to make you feel good as an offensive lineman the way they go out there and just maul people.
Well, I like it because I always tell, and whenever we got our first 15 plays Saturday night before our Sunday game, I'm always curious to see if we're starting with runs or starting with passes. As an offensive lineman, the one thing you want to do is you want to impose your will on the defense first. So you want to always be going forward. Now, as you all know, going pass protection is you're going backwards. So you're allowing the defense to oppose its dominance on you from the beginning. So I'm a run first guy all day long.
That makes sense. Yeah. Ephraim Salaam is our guest here. 95.7 The Game. Before we fully leave the injury thing, there is one reporter who's been covering the Niners for a long time who suggested that training camp and the way Kyle works out his guys and how hard they go in camp is maybe a little bit harder than what other teams do, at least these days. And so he wondered if maybe that sort of puts guys in position to be a little bit more worn down once the season is actually starting. What's your thought on that idea?
Well, not from what I've known of the Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, his dad, Gary Kubiak system, and now Kyle's system. It was actually one of the more player-friendly training camps where even back then when you were having two-a-days and actually had pads on, we didn't do a lot of that. It was more of mental reps and things like that. So I would have to, not that I know what they do now in training camp. I mean, there's so many regulations you can't even hit in this ramp-up period. Like, the first day of training camp used to be full pads.
Right.
The first practice was full pads. Let's go. Here we go. we about to get in shape right now. And so it's not like that anymore. So I'm not, you know, maybe on the flip side in some bizarro world, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Where you're warming up into to practice. Look, injuries happen. They happen on every team. It just seems that San Francisco, you know, for whatever reason, that injury bug will not let them go. Now, a couple years ago, they stayed relatively healthy, and when they found themselves in the Super Bowl. So this is not like an everyday thing. And even 2 years ago, you know, they were relatively healthy. Now, Christian McCaffrey came to the Niners with injury history. And, you know, Pearsall got shot. I mean,
Shanahan needed to give the guys bulletproof vests. He should have known.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, you know, Kittle pulled his hamstring. You're going to see a lot of soft tissue issues early in the season, just like you do early in training camp. Once you start going to that next level, that next gear, your body reacts differently, and everybody's body is different.
Former NFL lineman Ephraim Salaam here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. So injuries happen, changes are made, and now you've got new players on the offense. How difficult is it to step into the Shanahan system and really understand enough what's going on with the calls?
It's not that bad. Like, so I'll explain this. There's only so many plays you can run, right? I don't care whose system it is. There's only so many plays you can run. The difference is they're just called different things. So if I'm here, or if I'm in Minnesota, if I'm, you know, wherever I am in Seattle or Oakland, you're going to run basically the same type or same scheme of plays with a few different variations. They're just called something different. Football is football, man. It's not like, hey, surprise, we're running this football a different way. No, I mean, you're going to hand the ball off, you're going to A-gap, B-gap, C-gap, or the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hole. Like, it's just football. How you get to the play may have different variations, but it's really not rocket science. That's why whenever I went to another team, it wasn't hard for me to pick it up, because, I mean, if it's a pass protection, we're sliding that way or we're sliding that way, you may call it jet, 3-jet, 2-jet, Ringo, Lasso, but it's still the same thing. You're still running the plays.
All right, we're about to arrive at the moment that, I don't know about y'all, but the one that I've been waiting for. So hang on a second. You've been listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco. Ephraim knows what I'm about to ask
him. No.
An Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Ephraim, tell us what you think of kickers.
Look, my whole thing is, and this week one was tough for kickers. It's real tough, especially for you guys, kicker. And for me, it's when we have training camp and we train all off season. We do training camp. We do preseason games. Our training camp is different than their training camp. Their training camp is like summer camp. Ours is like work. So not only are they done earlier than everybody else, because special teams meetings are first, and once they're done, they're gone. We're there for an hour and a half, two more hours. Special teams practice, or their period, is quick. And then they're over there on the other field playing hacky sack or trying to kick the ball. Or I don't know. It just looks like a whole bunch of fooling around. So when you finally get to the season and you're out there and it's the fourth quarter and you've played 62 plays and I'm blocking, you know, Micah Parsons or whoever, and put us in a situation to win the game, and then you come out, you skip out there, and then you kick the ball into the concession stand. Like, I'm like, bro, what have we been doing all summer? Like, what? Just like we've prepared Like, I couldn't go out there and give up a sack on the first five pass plays. I couldn't do it. They would be like, oh, what's going on here? Like, I would be unprepared. I'd be criticized. When a kicker messes up, he's just over there in the corner by himself. No one's saying anything to him. And that's why I really liked what Debo did last year. Like, he like, yo, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, we're working hard. It's hard. It's really hard. You have one job that all you do. You don't have to worry about any other meetings. You don't have to care. You don't have to block. You don't have to do anything. Just do this one thing. And when you don't do it, guys really don't have the appetite for that. I don't have the patience for it at all.
Do you view, when you are one of the big dudes in the middle especially, do you view kickers as full teammates?
Only if they win you games.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I had the pleasure of playing with, in my opinion, the greatest kicker ever, and that's Morton Anderson.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. It's Morton Anderson. He played until he was like 70 years old. but like when I got to Atlanta as a rookie, Morton was already old, and he played like 20 more years. So, the kickers who are revered and have time and time again have come up huge. Those that Elam when I was in Denver,
yeah,
right. These are phenomenal kickers that you knew no matter what, all you had to do is get to this certain point and they were going to make it 99% of the time. Those guys are part of the team. The other guys, nah, bro, we don't need none of that. We're not trying to do none of that.
And it really is an earned thing, because I was just looking at your rookie year. Morton Anderson, overtime game winner, sends you to the Super Bowl. And then in the Super Bowl, he missed a kick, and I don't think that it decided the game.
Did matter.
Yep.
But what I'll tell you this, in that same game, that NFC Championship game, Gary Anderson, who was the kicker of the millennium, hadn't missed a kick in 2 years or whatever, he missed, which gave us an opportunity to win that game. And so don't you think the Minnesota Vikings felt a certain type of way about him?
I mean,
yeah, they didn't lose that almost that entire year until then. 38 yarder.
Until then.
Yep. No good. Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I still remember that one too. Ephraim Salam is joining us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. E, you know what else I wanted to ask you, because we get a lot of this around here, which is, oh, Christian McCaffrey's touches is too much. Kyle is irresponsible. He's running him into the ground. I want to know this, because I always hear people go, why don't you feed Pearsall? Why don't you feed this guy? When you go out there for a play, I mean, obviously if you're handing the ball off to Christian, that's one thing. But when you go out there and there's a pass play, because I think he had 9 catches this week, to what level, people make it sound like Kyle's got a video game machine in his hand. Like, to what level do you know who's probably going to get the ball?
When you have a player that can always...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always get himself open, no matter what the coverage is. Kelce is like that. Kittle has a lot of that in him as well. Debo was like that. Like, when you have a specialty player that can always get himself open, Marshall Faulk made a whole living of doing that. So did Roger Craig, right? Like, these are the dynamic backs that took their game to the next level. It was not just a handoff and let them try to get through the line of scrimmage. It's a mismatch. Like, anytime you have Christian McCaffrey on anybody other than a corner or like a legitimate safety, then you want to get him the ball. That's the whole design of an offense. When I was in college, I learned this. We would motion Marshall Faulk out of the backfield. If a linebacker went, the ball was going there no matter what. No matter who else was open, no matter what else was happening, if we motioned Marshall and there was a linebacker that went out with him, that's where the ball was going. And I see a lot of similarities in this Shanahan offense where they'll put him in a position and you look and you say, oh, he has a choice route against a linebacker. Of course the ball's going to go there.
And is that ultimately Shanahan's separation skill, his ability to scheme in this fashion, no matter who he has on the field, to get guys to be successful no matter who you're going against?
He's going to a great offensive mind, and I consider Kyle a great offensive mind. Their whole job is to put you in a position to where you can exploit the defense. Your best guy against whoever they have in an advantageous situation. And that's what he does. That's what a great offensive mind does. That's what Ben Johnson did for 3 years in Detroit. That's why Detroit looked like that. Now, can that carry over to Chicago? We don't know yet. He had a lot of frustration on his face in that third quarter last night dealing with Caleb Williams. But that's why they pay you the big bucks. Like, when you design your offense and you have your personnel in front of you, you're trying to create a mismatch, and anytime you have a talent like Christian McCaffrey, then you're coming into the play with a mismatch.
Ephraim and I were doing our show Sunday night during the Bills-Ravens game.
Oh, my God.
Our show ended at 8 o'clock, which means that when the show ended, I think the Bills were down by 15 points. Dude, could you believe it? Could you believe that?
I said to you on air, this Ravens team is – the best team I've ever seen. Like, it, when you took a team with a Josh Allen on it and you made it look like they didn't belong, I said, it felt like what we were watching for three and a half quarters of that game, that no one was going to be able to beat Baltimore. And then freaking Josh Allen happened. I'm like, this may be the greatest quarterback. And look, I know people love Patrick Mahomes. I love Lamar. I love, you know, Patrick. But Josh Allen, this is becoming something else. This is something else. This reminds me of Peyton Manning. He was never out of the game. I've lost to Peyton Manning with 2 minutes left in the game. We're up by 13. We've lost that game. Like, when things like that happen, Patrick Mahomes has a whole bunch of this, right? Like, 2 seconds and 9 seconds. It doesn't matter how many seconds you lead, he can get points. But watching Josh Allen and the way he does it with his feet, with his arms, the type of passes he's making. Remember, this is a young man who only completed about 56% of his passes just 6 years ago as a rookie.
In college.
And now, yeah. His rookie year, he was all over the damn place.
Yep.
And Brian Daboll kind of got him under control, and he went from, like, low 50s to 70s, which was a huge jump that had never happened before, and now that's just who he is.
My friend, thanks for coming on. That was a whole lot of fun. So Kyle Shanahan is not getting people hurt. And kickers are only your teammates if they make all their kicks. Is that right?
If they do their job. Okay. Like, if a quarterback is not doing his job, you don't really want to associate with him. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, and if your kicker is 39 and he's about to play 7 more years, then, yeah, he's probably done some things in the league.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
You think Jake Moody's going to get another job?
No.
Oh.
Man. That's
I think there's a lot of
world.
I think it's too many. I think it's too many kickers out there waiting, especially with the USFL and all of that. Like, there are guys who played in the XFL and the USFL who are getting opportunities now. There are too many young kickers out there waiting for an opportunity for you to just go recycle. I mean, it's been 2 years of piss poor kicking. For lack of a better term.
Yeah.
We got you. We're good.
I mean, keep it a buck.
We're good. Yeah. We're good. I talked to you Sunday for week 2, buddy.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Thanks,
so
Ephraim. Appreciate
right.
it.
Thank you.
And just so you know, I'm nobody's side piece, okay? I'm the main course, all right? That's you're
I only see you once a week.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's the best time of your life, damn it.
Ephraim, I'm gonna give you Sunday. As long as you send him back to me on Monday, we can go ahead and have this arrangement.
He will come back.
Make sure you send him on home now, Ephraim. That's all I'm asking.
I will.
I got here Monday. He's like, where were you?
Totally.
I was like, I was talking to Ephraim.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, Ephraim.
Yeah, you too. Right.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.